Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Rachel, and may I please have your zip code to pull up your account?
78753.
All right, 78753, and thank you for that information. And one moment, please. And if you'd also please provide your first and last name.
Nancy Moreno Gonzalez.
Okay, thank you for that information. And one moment, please, while I access your information. All right, ma'am, for security purposes, if you would also verify your address, please.
Ma'am, before I do that, where am I calling?
This is a call center that provides customer service to about 400 online companies. So there are many different products and services.
Okay, because I don't know what company this is that withdrew some money from my account. And that's the reason I'm calling.
Okay.
And
well,
so
I'm
kind of skeptical about giving out any more information because I didn't authorize the charges.
Okay. Well, I can understand that. We don't place orders over the phone. This would have been something that would have been done via the web or a link to a website. So we are required to use the information that you provide, like you would call into a normal call center to access information from the database in order to further assist. So I would only be able to further assist with you verifying the address for me, since we provide customer service for all 50 states in the U.S.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's just, I don't even know how, you know, they got my information, my bank information.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I can understand that. We're an inbound call center. So we're just able to assist once the customer would have processed an order on the line. We don't require any information here.
So would I be able to get a refund from you if I provide this information to you?
We're not able to provide specifics because it's all different kinds of products and services. So based on the terms for whatever the product offer, the sale was, and the company, is how we're able to assist regarding whatever was done. So since I don't know what company it is or charge, until I'm able to verify information and take a look and get the rest of information pulled up for an account,
okay,
I wouldn't be able to confirm anything at this point.
Okay. Also, what other information are you needing from me?
A verification of an address, please.
508 East Howard Lane. Number 157, Austin, Texas, 78753.
Okay, and I thank you for that information. And you said the last name is Moreno?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, so I have gotten an account located that is showing your name here as Nancy Moreno. And it does show the address as you provided it as the shipping and the billing address.
Mm-hmm.
Our system shows a canceled account for the Bites Hub meal app.
What?
The Bites Hub meal app. It shows a transaction was done April 23rd. This starts with a customer completing an online survey. I believe it's a contest or a sweepstake. It shows a mixer was the item that was offered on the page. But we assist with the app, which was in the terms and conditions. It was a charge of $59.89. And it shows a call earlier today It says that your card holder called in about the charge. Let's see. Okay, your card holder called in about the charge and actually got the refund for you.
Okay.
So that's $59. I'm sorry. The $59.89 it shows was refunded actually just a little bit ago.
Okay, I'll check my, yeah, because I don't know what that was about.
Okay, well, since it was refunded today, normally it takes about 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, then I will check back. Okay. Well, thank you so much for that information.
You are welcome. Thank you for calling customer support.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.